Well, someone who sadly knows a little bit about losing a child, I was moved by the story behind the book Live Like Sean. T.J. Nelligan wrote this about his special needs son after he passed away on Father's Day of 2019. He's on the program with us right now to talk about it. T.J. Nelligan, thanks for coming on with us.
Mitch, it's an honor to be on with you. I'm a big fan. I've read all your books, and it's quite generous of you to have me on and to endorse my book, which was amazing. So I really, really appreciate it. And unfortunately, we're both in the same club, which is not a club anyone would ever want to join.
Yeah, that's true. Tell us about your son, Sean. What was he born with, and how did he live his early years?
Well, the first 5 or 10 years for a parent with a special needs child is very difficult. And in Sean's case, he wasn't diagnosed immediately, and it uncovered itself over a couple of years. And then you spend your time going to doctors and physical therapy and speech therapy, and it's very, very difficult for the parents. Yeah. But at some point when he got into his teen years and he started participating in Special Olympics and he got friends and, you know, was just loved basketball and floor hockey and soccer, he became the most amazing personality, happiest person you ever met, never had a bad day. He taught me so many lessons from his teen years until he passed away. And that's what I wrote the book about, because he was always present, the person he's with. And how many of us with a type A personality say, when I get to the company to a certain spot, or I make this much money, or I grow this, oh, then I'll be happy when I get to the destination.
Right.
And he took every day. He was accepting of all people. He knew we were all packaged differently. And especially with this time in our country going on, we all need to realize we might be packaged differently, but we have way more in common than uncommon.
That's true. And somehow it does seem that kids who have had these challenges from the beginning, they automatically rise above our pettiness and are such inspirations to be around. You write the book in a form of lessons that Sean taught you, and I'm familiar with that. Tuesdays with Maury was sort of done the same way, and even Finding Chica to some regard. You know, I always get asked the question, well, what was the biggest lesson that they taught you? And it's always hard because there are so many. That's why you write a book, because there are so many. But if you had to pick one or two that have relevance to everyone, not just parents of special needs kids or challenged kids, but actually are life lessons, what would you point to?
Well, I think to be grateful. I think that's the hardest lesson for anyone to learn. And, you know, you wake up every day and you should say thank you and let those small moments, like when I read your book about Finding Chica, I just laughed so hard and you said, I have to go to work.
Right.
And she said, no, you don't, Mr. Mitch. Your job is to carry me around. I love that.
Yeah.
But did to you be present. I think that's very important, to be present with the people you're with in that moment. You know, we went to a million sporting events because I was in college sports marketing and media for 25 years. I actually met you over the years at Final Fours and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Derek Jeter's last home game at Yankee Stadium. And they're winning in the top of the ninth. And I said, all right, let's go, buddy. Let's get out of here. We never left early. And we would have missed the walk-off by Derek Jeter in his last game, the most iconic moment, from a guy that had thousands of them.
Except he said, let's stay.
Of course. We never left the game early.
Right.
Giants, you know, we're losing by 20. We're the last person out of the parking lot.
Right. What was he afflicted with?
Well, he just had intellectual disabilities, and it took him longer to walk, 2 years old to walk. And, you know, he was so happy, though. And in my book, I call it sports math. If you asked Sean, what's 7 plus 7? He'd have no idea. But somehow, I don't know how the brain works, he knew that if the Giants were winning 7-0 and they scored another touchdown, somehow it would be 14-0, Dad. I was always amazed by that. And he memorized all the college sports logos. And one day we're watching ESPN and the scores are scrolling across the bottom of the screen. And he starts telling me who's winning the basketball games. And it was just amazing that if you have a passion for something, then that's what you focus on. And his passion was sports. He knew more about sports than I worked in the industry. You know, I'd say, where do we get this new catcher? From St. Louis? No, Dad, you forgot. He's from the Braves. And I'd be like, how does he know that? I said, but one of the things a good friend of mine, Andy Duke, told me, which I think you'll find interesting, is if you lose your wife or your husband, you're called a widow or a widower. If you lose your parents, they call you an orphan. But when you lose a child, there's no name for it because it's unnatural and it's not supposed to happen. And I found that very interesting that in all the history of the world, no one's come up with a term for it.
Well, I hope they don't, because that would normalize it. And there's nothing normal about it. And yeah, you're right. The only word is tragic. But you have done, a remarkable thing by taking your son's death and turning it into a positive and turning it into a book that can inspire other people. If there was one thing that you hoped that people would take away from Live Like Sean, what would it be?
Well, I think that to never give up, but I always say that inspiration can come from the most unlikely places. And his mother, Maggie, and his sisters, Moore and Megan, always said, we always thought we had to protect Sean, and we thought we had to teach Sean about life. And the story ends where he told us more about life and taught us more than we could have ever done to him. Mm. And I realized that, as you do, part of me died with Sean that day, but part of Sean will always be with me. And I always say, this is Sean's book. I'm just the messenger, and have for the last 25 years. And it's just amazing that it's taken off the way it did on Amazon. It was number two in our category. And I laugh because I know Sean's up there in heaven laughing at me saying, Dad, I didn't write a book. What are you talking about?
The book is called Live Like Sean, and you can get it anywhere where you get books. TJ Nelligan is a father, also the author, but more importantly, the father. TJ, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitch. It's been a great honor.
Best of luck to you.